alone together. Why we expect more from technology and less from each other. By Sherry Turkle. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Copyright 2011 by Sherry Turkle. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Sherry Turkle and Brockman Incorporated and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Everything that deceives may be said to enchant. Plato, The Republic. I'm done with smart machines. I want a machine that's attentive to my needs. Where are the sensitive machines? Tweet available at dig_natrt@TIGOE via @RamonaPringle. Author's note. Turning points. 30 years ago, when I joined the faculty at MIT to study computer culture, the world retained a certain innocence. Children played tic-tac-toe with their electronic toys, video game missiles took on invading asteroids, and intelligent programs could hold up their end of a serious chess match. The first home computers were being bought by people called hobbyists. The people who bought or built them experimented with programming, often making their own simple games. No one knew to what further uses home computers might be put. The intellectual buzz in the still young field of artificial intelligence was over programs that could recognize simple shapes and manipulate blocks. AI scientists debated whether machines of the future would have their smarts programmed into them, or whether intelligence might emerge from simple instructions written into machine hardware, just as neurobiologists currently imagine that intelligence and reflective self-consciousness emerge from the relatively simple architecture.